WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic Marlo Miles has a review of a reissue of some very rare records that captured a special moment on the American music scene, the beginning of urban folk.
Appalachian and Ozark and Delta performers recorded in the 1920s did not go around saying, "Hey, I'm a folk musician." They were simply the local citizens or the regional stars who played for fun and cash. By the end of the 1930s, however, a group of musicians and record collectors had gathered in New York City in a loose subculture. They included vintage professional pickers like Lead Belly and Josh White Sr. They included sons of Southern preachers like Lee Hayes and sons of the Midwest sod like Woody Guthrie. Most had been caught up in the left-wing activism of the Depression and were exponents of rural culture who usually worked in big cities. They were America's first conscious folk musicians, and the entire output of what might be considered America's first folk supergroup, the Almanac Singers, has recently been reissued. It's Down Home Delightful.
As I was out walking down Paradise Street,
to me waved, blow the man down,
a pretty young damsel I chanced for to meet.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
She was rounding the counter and bluffing the bow.
Way, blow the man down.
So I took in all sail and cried, "Way enough now.
Give me some time to blow the man down."
I hailed her in English. She answered me clear.
To me, way, blow the man down.
I'm from the Black Arrow down to the Shakespeare.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
So I tailed her my flipper and took her in tow.
To me, way, blow the man down.
And yard arm to yard arm, away we did go.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
But as we were a
That vocal is by Woody Guthrie, already famous when the Almanac Singers recorded in 1941. The other members were Lee Hayes, his writer roommate Millard Lample, friend Pete Hawes, and Pete Seeger, who disguised his name so as not to threaten his father's government job. Named after the Old Farmer's Almanac, the Almanac Singers formed for a very pragmatic purpose: to record enough songs to raise the $250 they needed to buy a car for a trip to California. The sessions are anything but routine, though. They are everything that folky sets hope to be: relaxed but precise, plain but vigorous, and full of the old wit and grit. The emphasis is on group harmony with some sprightly banjo and recorder from Seeger, along with guitar and harmonica from Guthrie. The tracks include versions of War Horse tunes that benefit from the lack of fancy decoration, and a few smart, if not immortal, originals like Lee Hayes' The Dodger Song.
Oh, the candidate's a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the candidate's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger, too. He'll meet you and treat you and ask you for your vote, but look out, boys, he's dodging for your vote. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out the way through the world. Oh, the lawyer, he's a dodger, yes, a well-known dodger. Oh, the lawyer, he's a dodger, yes, and I'm a dodger, too. He'll plead your case and claim you for a friend, but look out, boys, he's easy for to bend. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out the way through the world. Oh, the preacher, he's a dodger, yes, a well-known dodger. Oh, the preacher, he's a dodger, yes, and I'm a dodger, too. He'll preach you the gospel and tell you of your crimes, but look out, boys, he's dodging for your dimes. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out the way through the world. Oh, the merchant, he's a
dodger. Lee Hayes and Pete Seeger went on to form the nucleus of the Weavers, who had huge hit singles at the start of the 50s with songs cut from the same cloth as the Almanac Singers' stuff. The Weavers' early sides have also just been reissued. These tracks make it plain how the Weavers influenced the Kingston Trio and Peter, Paul, and Mary. While I prefer certain Weavers' sides to anything by the later groups, they do share an attitude toward folk material that is not good. With whatever honorable motives, the Weavers aided and abetted a period that considered all folk tunes the sound of primitives. The mainstream music industry thought this hillbilly yawp needed plushy arrangements and sweet orchestral interludes to make it fit for mass consumption. The Weavers were indeed victims of anti-communist hysteria, but unless one listens with worshipful ears, many of their sides sound blandly compromised now. However, I will take the Almanac Singers every time, and you should give them a try, too.
Milo Miles is a music writer based in Cambridge. He reviewed the Almanac Singers, their complete general recordings, reissued on MCA.